Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Among the things we're going to do with this hour, we're giving away $1,000 in about 15 minutes. Huh? How about that? I remembered this time. $1,000 around 3:20. Because we just have so much extra money flowing. And we are going to get into, you know what? I was in San Francisco over the weekend, like I mentioned, and we had to make a decision on dinner. And that will play into the story I'll tell you about San Francisco sales tax down 28% in 2023. Compared to before the pandemic, down 28%. And in some neighborhoods, it's down 80%. San Francisco is slowly dying. Its tax base is shrinking rapidly because they have let the mental patients and criminals and drug addicts run amok. And this is the destruction that the progressives bring. They let the people with the most severe addiction and emotional problems, the worst criminals, control the streets. People stop showing up to buy things, to go to bars and restaurants, to even go to work, and then the tax revenue disappears, and the city dies. Talk about that coming up. And also, now, we got it. We're gonna talk about what was happening all over the country regarding these protesters, these pro-Hamas protesters who want all Jews to die. Well, there was about 16 protests in New York City today, and there were several up in San Francisco. They actually closed the Golden Gate Bridge for 5 hours, these lunatics. And they want all the Jews to die. That's really what animates them. You have to passionately want people to die to stand on a bridge and scream for 5 hours. All that's ahead. But right now, you know, it was generally accepted that by many people, when Donald Trump came down the escalator in 2015 and he led with all the illegal aliens who were murderers and rapists, that he was toast, number one, as a candidate instantly. And secondly, that if he was a candidate, very few Hispanic voters would ever back him. Well, as we know, that first belief that he would never be president, never be a candidate, was false. And the second one is increasingly false because according to the Washington Examiner, a good writer named Byron York, there is growing Latino support for border wall and strict enforcement. because what's happened, and it took a few years for this to sink in, but I knew this, 10 years ago. You have enough illegal aliens. They are going to take away a lot of the blue collar jobs, a lot of the construction jobs, for example, from legal immigrants. And that's what's happening. And so the legal immigrants and their families are now really upset with the lawlessness at the border. They did a poll. Telemundo, the television outlet, and Axios found that 42% of Latino Americans support building a wall across the entire U.S.-Mexico border, all 2,000 miles. 2,000 miles. You really have to build about 1,000 because a lot of the border is physically impassable. But these voters they don't want to take any chances. Support for building the entire wall is up from 30%. So it went from 30 to 42% over the last little over 2 years. And the immigrants are not just coming from, obviously, Mexico anymore. In fact, more Chinese have crossed the border illegally than Mexicans, according to Bill Malusian from Fox News. He posted the top 10 nationalities apprehended in San Diego since October of last year. Four of them were not in Mexico or Central America or even South America. It was China, Turkey, Guinea, and India. 28,000 people from Colombia, 21,000 from China, 6,000 from Turkey, 5,000 from Guinea, 5,000 from India. And look at this. In 2016, Hillary beat Trump by Hispanic voters by 38 points. 4 years later, Biden beat Trump by 21 points. And a New York Times poll in March found Trump leading Biden by 6 points. So Trump was down 38 points to Hispanic voting. 38 points the year he won. And now he's got a 6-point lead. That could change the entire election, just that statistic. And also there's an increasing number of black voters who were headed towards Trump, mostly men. And here's one of the reasons why. Because the illegal aliens get to come here, and then if you go to New York City, they don't have laws against crimes anymore. I mean, you might be momentarily detained, but you don't have to come up with bail, and there certainly is no jail. So there's a homeless migrant named Juan Hernandez from Ecuador, and he stole a historic fireboat that used to belong to the fire department of New York. And he stole a sailboat. So after stealing a fireboat and a sailboat, finally got arrested and was immediately set free by a judge named Marva Brown. The fire department boat was the John J. Harvey. Took it down the Hudson River. Hernandez, 22 years old. And after he was done with that, he stole a sailboat in Chelsea. So he gets detained, comes back out. The first thing he does is he tries to steal a third boat, something called the Frying Pan, 133-foot lightship. It has a floating restaurant at Pier 66. He was busted by a bartender. They saw him trying to slip through a gate. And the bartender said, "What the F are you doing here?" I told him to go away. He started talking bleep and he ran away. Angela Crevy, the co-owner of the restaurant, said he claimed he left his passport on their restaurant boat. But the boat's permanently docked at Pier 66. There was no passport, but he may have gotten confused because the colors of the restaurant boat are similar to the colors of the old fireboat. So this dumb cluck thought he was returning to the fireboat. He has a passport. He got very belligerent. We called the police, and the police said they couldn't do anything because he's a free man, because the judge let him go. Now, he was charged with two counts of grand larceny, and Creevy said, I don't get this city. I really don't. If he's charged with grand larceny, why was he released from jail? I want my city back. I don't know if he's mentally stable. I'd like a restraining order. But why do we have to pay for a lawyer to get a restraining order on a criminal thief? This is the world we've got. Guy comes in over the border, and he's stealing boats in broad daylight, and they catch him, and then the judge lets him go. He's got no business being in the country. Why isn't he deported immediately? He tried to steal his third boat.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about San Francisco in the death spiral. So bad that some of the neighborhoods, the sales tax totals are down 80%.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3:30, we've got a funny clip to play. Drivers getting angry with pro-Hamas protesters on the Golden Gate Bridge. They actually shut it down for 5 hours. In New York, they had about 16 different protests going on. So people in San Francisco have had it with the anti-Israel crowd, the pro-Hamas crowd. So, you'd think they'd have had it with a lot of stuff in San Francisco. It's kind of shocking, you know, as time goes on and you realize the terrible damage that's come to the city. And we talk about it frequently. And so we went up this weekend to San Francisco. One of my sons goes to school up there. And we were going to go out to dinner. We were going to go out to dinner on Saturday night. And he likes to go to Cheesecake Factory. So we looked and my wife said, oh, they have a Cheesecake Factory on Geary Street. And I thought, Geary Street, wait a second. You know, something flickered in my head. So I look up. That is in Union Square. In fact, it's on the 8th floor of the Macy's building. And Macy's is closing because of all the rampant crime and homelessness going on. And I said, how about not Geary Street? And found there was another one in San Mateo, which is in the suburbs. I don't know, maybe 15 miles south. It was about the same amount of time to drive there. And so we went to just a pristine shopping mall. I think it was called the Hillsdale Shopping Mall in San Mateo. A beautiful place. And they had a Cheesecake Factory there, and it was perfect. And I wondered, God, how many of these decisions are made every day in San Francisco? Tourists come to town, and it's like, hey, do you want to go to the Cheesecake Factory in the Macy's building downtown? No. Let's drive 20 miles in the other direction, away from the city, so we don't get killed. And a lot of people have made that decision, including a lot of people who used to work in San Francisco, because San Francisco's sales tax revenue, according to the Chronicle, fell across most of the city in 33 out of 39 neighborhoods compared to 2022. And there's only 5 neighborhoods that are doing better than 2019 before the pandemic. First thing they stupidly did in San Francisco is they shut down all the offices and nobody ever came back to this day. When I tell you the numbers, you're not going to believe it. Some of the hardest hit sectors, department stores, down 59% in sales tax revenue compared to 2019. 59%. All these numbers are adjusted for inflation. Now, Nordstrom's closed last year, and Macy's is going to be closing in Union Square. Hotel and motel revenue, down 45%. Because why would you go? Right? And the idiot mayor, London Breed, and the idiot city council, I'm sorry, they have a board of supervisors there. They were all arrogant about it. They didn't think any of this would matter. They think anybody even brought up the subject. You're mean and nasty and backwards. It's like, no, public's not showing up anymore. 45% hotel and motel revenue down. The financial district in South Beach, which gets the most sales tax of any district, down 38%. South of Market neighborhood, down 42%. In downtown, where they embraced
the crazy vagrants, the drug addicts, the mental patients. Some blocks have lost over 50% of their sales tax revenue. Parts of mid-market, that district has dropped over 80%. Over 80%. Individual blocks around mid-market have some of the worst losses in the city. The market paid $150,000 last year just for security. And they had something called a hot bar. And it's the Market grocery store. This grocery store, the Market grocery store, was inside the headquarters building of Twitter, now X, right? So they set up a grocery store there. And Elon Musk lays off 90% of the staff. The pandemic hits. San Francisco politicians unleash all the mental patients and drug addicts. And now the guy running the grocery store can't sell anything. His sales have fallen 94%. In 2019, he was selling $20 million worth of stuff. $20 million. Now, $1.2 million. His name's Chris Foley. I don't know how he could stay in business another 5 minutes. The tech firms Uber and Block also closed their headquarters on Market Street. And it's not just the joys of working from home in your pajamas on Zoom. It's that nobody wanted to come to town and get stabbed in the neck. So nobody goes to the bars. Nobody goes to the restaurants. Nobody shops the retail stores. Nobody goes to the department stores. Nobody goes there at all. It's dead. It's gone. The return to office rate is still only 45% of what it was 5 years ago. So they destroyed the city. COVID panic. I'm sure they're all proud of themselves for wearing masks. They're all proud of themselves of their compassion, their progressive values. Well, progressive values meant rampant homelessness, rampant car thefts, rampant drug addicts and mental patients. And people decided not leaving the house anymore, not living here anymore. So, city's dead. Tax revenue is shot to hell. It died. It's Detroit. You'll see. And 50 years later, Detroit still hasn't come back. So they permanently destroyed one of the greatest cities in the country. The progressives. They're smart people. That is a smart culture. You know that? The progressives. Brilliant people. When we come back, well, Golden Gate Bridge was shut for 5 hours today because of the pro-Hamas, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish group. 5 hours they shut. More people are going to leave San Francisco now.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
You may have seen today that the Golden Gate Bridge was shut down for 5 hours by a group of pro-Hamas protesters who want all the Jews killed in the world. And incredibly, it looks like the police up in San Francisco, was it CHP? I don't know. They indulged the protesters. They let them shut down the bridge from 7:30 in the morning until after 12 noon. I had tuned in on my way to work to a cable news channel on the radio, and they were talking to a police officer, and I thought it was San Francisco, except the guy had a New York accent, so I'm thinking, this is not San Francisco. And he's talking about, hey, you know, we got a lot of experience here. It looks like there's 16 different protests around the city. And he goes, you know, we are going to make sure they don't, we'll respect the First Amendment, but they can't break the law and they can't block traffic. So we're going to do whatever we need to do to keep traffic moving. And they go, well, look at that. And again, for a moment, I thought it was the Golden Gate Bridge. No, it was in New York. In New York, the police get on national television and say, we're going to do what we have to do to keep the traffic moving. Apparently in California, you know, if you're supporting killing all the Jews in Israel, you could stand there all day and night. Doesn't matter. Almost 5 hours, they closed the Golden Gate Bridge. And, I mean, listen to this, some of this stuff. First of all, they closed Interstate 880 in both directions. The Dumbarton Bridge was closed. The San Mateo Bridge, that was still open. Organizers told protesters to get comfortable and that they would start setting up food stations. So the group sat down on the southbound lane of the I-880 near the Broadway exit. They set up food stations, and the police didn't turn those tables over. You're serving food in the middle of the freeway. And I heard that people stuck in traffic for 5 hours, some of them had kids in the car. They obviously had to get places. They obviously had to work. Not that these pro-death, pro-Hamas protesters, they don't work. Well, in a way they do. I'm sure they're getting paid to do this. If you didn't get paid, nobody would be doing this. I'm going to play you a clip of a driver getting into it with the anti-Israeli protesters on the Golden Gate Bridge. Listen to this.
You get on the f***ing road!
You're being killed!
You're on the f***ing road!
You're being killed!
You understand?
You're being killed!
Do you think I care? You're in the road!
Please calm down!
Please calm down! You're being killed!
I'm not shoving anybody. I'm getting down the road.
You just assaulted us. We just
thank you.
People in San Francisco put up with anything, right? As I explained in the last segment, the tax base is getting destroyed. There's nowhere to shop or eat anymore downtown. People don't show up for work. The Chronicle talked to some drivers who stood outside their cars. One man was on his way to work, and he called the protest an inconvenience, but he understands that the protesters were trying to call attention to the war in the Middle East. Because nobody knows about it, right? You need somebody on the Golden Gate Bridge to call attention to the war. Oh, is there a war in the Middle East? I didn't know. Glad they told me. And, like, what's the guy supposed to do on the Golden Gate Bridge? What are you supposed to do to stop that? Oh, my God, what's wrong with people?
Ouch!
I mean, I'm amazed nobody ran these protesters over. 5 hours that nobody completely lost it? I don't support Israel bombing Palestinians, but I don't support this either, he said of the highway block. Unbelievable. Right. Because Israel is the one who started the war, right? They're the ones who started killing babies and raping women and killing thousands of people. It's Israel that started this. Israel is the one who shot. What did they send? Hundreds of drones?
300.
300. 300 drones and missiles. And 99% of them shot down by the Israeli defense and the U.S. defense.
Jordan was in there, too.
Jordan. Well, good. They got one friend.
Yeah. Jordan and Saudi Arabia pledged that they would shoot down any that went over their airspace.
Yeah. So the aggressors are entirely Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, which are subsidiaries of Iran. They finance these militias. So somebody, I don't know, 8,000 miles away, blocks your highway so you can't get to work. It's like, well, you know, I don't really support that. You deserve to be stuck on a freeway for 5 hours, but a whole lot of other people don't. And I don't know why CHP didn't get out the tear gas or water cannons or fire some warning shots in the air and clear these protesters out. So is it anything goes now? Anybody who's got a problem can block an interstate highway for 5 hours? It doesn't just have to be Israel and Hamas. It could be anything. I don't know. Why don't we block the 10 freeway over the price of gas? Why do we have to pay $6 a gallon for the price of gas and everyone else is paying $3? Why don't we block the freeway for 5 hours there? I'm sure they'd let us. More coming up. Did I get to? Oh, I wanted to play the story of that crazy lady. Here's an anti-Israel protester. We'll play this in the next segment. Who threatened all the people on the Bakersfield City Council with death. She did, really. Tell you about it when we come back.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Conway's coming up in a few minutes. Well, now it's happening in Seattle. I just told you what went on in San Francisco today. The Golden Gate Bridge shut for almost 5 hours and Interstate 880 shut in both directions. Well, now in Seattle, they got another one of these all Jews must die demonstrations at the Seattle-Tacoma airport. And they've closed the airport expressway lanes and all the cars are getting backed up. And of course, you know, I don't see the police shutting down the protesters. You don't have a First Amendment right to take over major highways. You have the First Amendment right to express yourself. But major highways that's used by the rest of us normal people who don't want all the Jews to die in Israel, we've got the right to get to the airport. And the only thing you're getting from the Twitter feed or the X feed of the airport is, well, travelers coming to the airport urged to use, take light rail and public transit. Yeah, that's the answer to everything, right? Not, we're going to get the protesters off the streets immediately. One fire hose ought to take care of that. It's like, oh, why don't you use light rail? Why don't you put yourself in a bus? Progressives love to put people into metal tubes. All right, now, oh, yes, this Gaza protester in Bakersfield, of all places, a woman named Riddhi Patel. She went to the Bakersfield City Council because they were discussing a motion to declare, to demand a ceasefire. to demand Israel initiate a ceasefire, right? Which was rejected. And Riddhi Patel, 28 years old, had a complete breakdown. Here's some of it.
I remind you that these holidays that we practice, that other people in the Global South practice, believe in violent revolution against their oppressors. And I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you motherfuckers. Regardless of whether you elect people into office, they'll backstab you, they'll let you die. And for that reason, you guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors. We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
Next speaker, please.
Lance, followed by Kev, followed by Valeria.
Ms. Patel, Ms. Patel, that was a threat, what you said at the end, and so the officers are going to escort you out and take care of that.
She has now been charged with 18 felony counts, threats to murder the city councilman, terror charges. She's on $2 million bond. And after she was ordered back to jail, she burst out in tears. You know what? There's a little too much diversity going on, I think. She was reminding everybody that in her land, you know, they murder people. They murder, I guess, government officials when the people don't get their way. Well, that's a little more diversity than I can take. Conway's here.
Hey, Donald Trump is on trial in New York, and one of the things that came up is that he's not going to be able to go to his child's graduation. They won't let him out of court for that. And Donald Trump's response, thank you, Judge.
How much do you hate all those school ceremonies?
Oh, my God.
I hated my own.
I couldn't stand mine. Yeah, you're right.
They're filled with all these pompous windbags. Well, we have all these loser administrators, and they stand up for 20 minutes and blah, blah, blah.
Had close to 600 in our graduating class, something like that. And so to read off 600 names is a lot.
Yeah, you know? that's why can't they just mail all the...
Right, exactly. What? And then somebody gets up and speaks, and it's a dopey kid who has no experience.
Yeah.
You know, they're 17 years old and telling us about life.
Yeah. Great. Filled with all their 17-year-old cliches.
That's right, yeah.
I hated them when I was in high school.
And it's filled with inside jokes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when we went to Sam's house, and they all fall over. Oh, Sam's house. God. And it's usually 110 in L.A. for these things.
Yeah.
You know, with no shade on bleachers.
Yeah, no tents.
No. Right. But see, that's the advantage, the one advantage, the silver lining to go COVID is the Zoom graduations.
They had to bring those back.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, so, you know, they're coming up. You know, from now and the graduations, you know, then you got to go to the college ones and they bring in somebody to speak who, if it's not your cup of tea politically, that's a long day.
Oh, my God.
Long day.
I went to one graduation. It was 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
3 hours woke.
I know. And you know what it does on a very special day where you're supposed to, you know, love your child and it's an accomplishment. By the end of the day, you hate your kid. That's not how it should happen.
No, I know. They make it so unpleasant.
Speaking of unpleasant, the 101 freeway is going to close, I think, for good. Is that right, Belia? Or is it just nighttime? I think it's just nighttime. To do this Lions Bridge, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Animal Bridge.
Right? The animals have 9,000 overpasses and underpasses they can manipulate, and they're all going to flock to this one bridge in, where, Thousand Oaks? Plus, the bridge isn't near anything, you know? It's
I know. Well, it's to promote genetic diversity.
I see, right. Because $127 million, is that the price
tag? Is that the price?
I think it's something like that,
Holy crap, no.
That's right.
That can't be.
I think it is. I think it's 100. I think it's north of 100 million.
Really?
I think it is. Yeah. I mean, they've got to make it secure.
For mountain lions?
For mountain lions.
So they can go screw new...
For one mountain lion, right?
Right.
To get across the freeway.
Yeah. Because they're getting a little inbred, apparently, on the west side of the highway.
The people?
Well.
Oh, the mountain lions.
Mountain lions.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, all right. Very good. That and a couple of, you know, Ding dongs would get it.
All right. Conway's coming up.
Ding dong with you.
Crusher with the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.